Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
So I have a personal tearing it up.
Oh, I'm so excited for this.
Which you were there, but you weren't there.
I think I know what we're talking about. I was there, but I didn't witness it.
Yeah. So we had a holiday party.
We did.
And we went to it. I was kind of like in a shy mood, which isn't common, but I was kind of shy. And then I saw the photographer who actually took our photos.
Yes.
For our all our cover art.
Yeah. So this was actually my management's
yes.
holiday party.
Yes.
So basically anyone that my management team has worked with and has worked well with for like a while was there. So
yeah.
I was running into a lot of people that I was like, oh, hey. Oh,
yeah,
hey.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And he was there. Alex.
Yeah. We love Alex. So I see Alex and I was like, oh, my gosh, a person I know. So I run up and I'm talking to him for a while. And then he introduces me to his girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
So we're talking and then I went to wave nice to meet you.
Yeah.
So I threw my hand up.
Uh-huh.
And right at the time, because it was, you know, a fancier party, there was a waitress walking by with a tray of these, like, they were, like, cheese sticks with, like, marinara sauce, like, individual ones.
Uh-huh.
So when I threw my hand up, I hit her tray, and it went literally flying, and the cheese sticks, like, flew everywhere. And she just like I was talking to Alex, started like cracking up, but
course,
he also kept looking at me like he was like nervous, like what do I do? And then the girl was pissed. Like I even touched her arm to
the
be
waitress.
Like, yeah, I even touched her arm to be like, I'm so sorry, but like she was super pissed. And there were cheese sticks and marinara sauce
everywhere. Oh my god!
And that was my personal Ashley Nicole.
I'm listening.
You're not.
I am listening.
That was my personal turn up. You didn't even like laugh or respond. You were like,
that's
ugh,
so
that's
embarrassing. I don't think I've ever in my life done something like that. I say that now, knock on wood.
Yeah. Like the whole entire try went flying.
And I just remember like I was talking to someone over at the bar and then I turn around and Taryn's like red. Like her face is beet red. She's crying. She's laughing
crying from
hard.
Laughing, not just like sobbing.
Yeah, and she's just like, I am so embarrassed. And
it
she couldn't
so
even like get it out. She explained what happened. I was like,
I don't get embarrassed
talk about
easily,
that on the story
but that was like a hard, that was a
podcast.
Hard.
What I
talk
say.
About it on the story. Tell the story on the podcast.
Tell the story on the podcast.
That was definitely a brutal.
That's rough, man.
Moment. So RIP, she sticks all around.
Everyone, welcome back to Unsolicited Advice. What was I just
you
about
were
to say?
UA.
I was going to say UA.
Yeah.
Unsolicited Advice. I'm Ashley.
I'm Taryn.
And Taryn, can you tell us about Rhonda?
Oh, Rhonda. Yes.
Taryn
okay.
and Rhonda just went to an Ariana Grande concert. And let me just say, Rhonda brought out a completely different side of Taryn, something I've never seen before.
Yeah. So I'm like one of those people who is like cheesy and will be like, oh, we're going to like see Star Wars, of course I'm going to be in full costume. You know what I mean? So me and my sister-in-law, for her birthday, got tickets to go see Ariana Grande. My brother went too. And so we were like, hey, let's buy ponies. And also, like, we
by
wore...
By ponies, she means ponytails.
Ponytails. So we, like, wore baggy sweatshirts, the thigh-high boots, and then ponies, like classic Ari
right.
style.
Right.
Well, my pony was amazing. It looked so good. But what I didn't realize is, first of all, my neck hurt so bad.
Because it was heavy?
So heavy.
Right. And it's then, like, pulling you back.
Yeah, like,
and
constantly.
Guys, this wasn't when... I feel like we need to just, like, explain. These are Ariana Grande-style ponytails. These aren't short ponytails.
Oh, no.
The hair went down to her butt.
Yeah, it was super long.
Yeah.
But... I literally have never had so much more respect for her in my life, because I made it all the way to the start of the concert, and then I had to go to the bathroom and put it to, like, a low pony, because I could, like, I felt like my head was bleeding because the clip was, like, digging into my skin.
Yeah.
And then, but this chick, she's wearing these giant heels, and her ponytail was, like, at least three times as thick as mine.
She wears Louis Vuitton heels. Yeah. Not little ones, not little ones. Giant heels. And then has those massively long extensions in her hair and dances.
Oh, she dances.
And
she
dances
hops around.
Well. And she just, like, it looks like she's gliding across the stage. I'm like, how can you do that? I would be, like, trudging.
No, I literally was walking with my pony in my hand raised up to, like, provide some relief. So anyways, I made it. I wanted to take it off and just, like, shove it in my clear fanny pack because it was at the Honda Center.
Right,
so you can only
right.
have clear bags.
Right.
But I was like, I'm not going to be that girl. So I made it all the way till we got in the car, and then I took her off and laid her to rest.
Can we please post a photo for proof it of you and Vanessa and your guys' ponies, because that was cute.
Yeah, we looked great.
You guys looked great. You really did it.
And
they did
know,
the whole, like, they did the long baggy hoodie with the biker shorts, the thigh-high boots,
yeah,
and
we
the
went
pony.
For it.
You guys really killed it.
It's always unfortunate, though. Have you ever, like, where you really do your makeup or you do something like that, and then everyone's, like, flooding your inbox, like, you look so hot, blah, blah, blah. And then you're like, well, that sucks.
Because my hair is short, and I don't wear shoes like this ever.
No, and I don't like putting makeup on my face. Yeah. So, anyways, Rhonda, she's a good old gal.
Rhonda.
She's in my room somewhere. You never know. Maybe I'll bring her out for Coachella or something.
You do the exact Ariana look. They're all just like, wait, I've seen this before.
Rhonda.
Rhonda.
I just watched
that. Oh, my God, New Girl.
I just watched that episode, so I think that's why
so good.
Rhonda came
Rhonda.
To my head.
That's so funny. Yeah.
Well, guys, we have a present for you.
We're very excited about this.
So, a couple episodes ago, we read a DM where someone was like, please, 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 can you do a Q&A? This is not the first time it's been requested.
It's been requested a lot.
Yeah. For some reason, I feel like we're constantly talking about ourselves, but for some reason, you guys still want to know more.
You want to hear more about us, which is weird because we're just like,
which is great. You know, we don't repel people.
Yeah, it's a good sign, I guess.
Yeah. So we heard you. We sent out an Instagram story, which, again, if you're listening to this and we're like, oh, shoot, I wish I could have asked a question. Well, maybe you should follow us on Instagram.
Maybe you should.
So
if you're not, what are you doing?
I don't quite know.
What are you doing?
I don't quite know. So we screenshotted all of the pages and we're going to go through. Honestly, we got way more than I expected we would.
Overwhelmed.
So
there's
we
no
probably
way.
Will not be able to get through all of them. And this will probably be a shorter episode. But, you know, it's the holidays.
It's the
you got
holidays.
Things to do.
Yeah.
And it's about to be New Year's. So is there anything you want to say for the new year?
I hope 2020 is as good as 2019 was. 2019 was a good year.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. It was a good year.
It really was. We birthed a podcast.
I hope 30 is great for me. Like, I hope it's a great year for me.
Oh, it will be
me.
Great for you.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
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 Ash is still having some, like, residual fear coming into turning 30, but it's really not that bad. I liked when I turned 30.
Yeah. I feel like once 2020 is here, I'll just be like, okay, this is me now. This is it. And we're just going to be even more fearless than the year before.
Yeah, girl.
Fingers
you got
crossed.
This. You got this. So I'll start us off.
Yeah, please do.
Okay. Do you, should we read the names? Yeah.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm so sorry. I feel like I'm going to like...
Well, actually, maybe we shouldn't. No, we should. But like, just let's just... We might not get your names wrong.
We fully will get your names wrong. We might not get
your names right. So please just forgive us.
Yeah. I can barely read words that I know what they are. So,
dude, yeah.
Okay. This one is from Irene Mask or something. And she says, do you actually enjoy living in LA?
Ooh. Good question. I love living in LA. That's fun.
I do like it, I think. Honestly, I feel like ever since I've moved in, my life has been so hectic like I feel like I haven't really experienced feeling like I live in LA, you know?
Well, you haven't even spent one full week here. Not exaggerating, guys. She moved in the summer. She hasn't spent one full week here. Yeah. She's been going like crazy. So hopefully 2020 brings some chill time for Taryn over there.
So.
I love living in LA. I love if I can just like summarize it. You know the buzz, the hustle and bustle that everyone loves about New York?
Yeah.
LA has that too, but in a very chill way.
I could see that. I could totally see
so
that.
So like if you even just like go to a coffee shop in the morning, I get so inspired by like seeing everyone working.
Yeah.
It makes me want to work my ass off and I love it. Like I live for that actually. And I think I need that.
Yeah.
That little bit of a push. Because if I don't get that, then I don't get stuff done. I could literally lay in bed and watch TV all day and Same. Have no problem with it.
Same.
So it's really important. I've learned. I didn't know that I needed this, but it's really important for me to leave the house at some point during the day to get that like hustle bustle.
Yeah.
So that it soaks up into me.
Oh, yeah.
And I become more productive because of it. I love that little hustle bustle vibe.
Hustle bustle.
Hustle bustle vibe. Ecrossfield 4 asks, has living in the same house changed your relationship?
I would say no, but also yes. I think we've like had to like overcome things, which has, I believe, made us closer.
Right.
And not overcome in like a dramatic way, but just like there's different sides of people when you live with them. Like,
yeah,
when you're in your house. So I think like it has changed, but only in a great way.
Yeah. I think it's different than it was before because it's like it's a brand new experience. Well, first of all, you're my first roommate I've ever had.
Oh my gosh.
I have only ever had my sister. So for me, this was like a whole new experience. I was like, at first it was great. It felt like it was like
vacation.
It felt like vacation or it felt like you were just spending the night all the time.
Yeah.
I don't even know when, but at a certain point I was like, she's staying.
Yeah.
And I like had that this realization.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this is different. Like I've never experienced it. It wasn't bad, but it was just, I remember being like, she's not going anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Her room's upstairs, you know, and I like realized that was happening and it was actually really cool. I think, and I told Taryn this the other day because she has been gone a lot. I'm just like, I really love when you're here.
Yeah.
So, and we've had conversations about it where it's like, hey, you know, I'm in a mood today. Don't mind me. Or if I'm tired, she'll be like, hey, you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm just tired.
Yeah.
And we know like, and that helps.
Yeah.
To talk
no,
about
totally.
Stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been cool.
It's different.
I like it.
It's fun.
And we're still like not sick of each other. Like I'll still after a day, I'll go in a room and be like, hey, what are you doing?
We'll literally spend a full day together and then we'll get home. We'll both go in our rooms and I'll go knock on her door and be like, can I watch TV in here? Because I'm just like, oh, this is fun. This is great.
Yeah,
plus, like, I don't spend a lot of time in your room. Like I'll just come that's over true. Every once in a while. So that also feels like a vacation for me.
Yeah, no, that's true. Okay. Let's see. From... I think it's Elena Richmond. She was like, how are you guys so flipping pretty? Love you guys, which LOL.
Oh.
LOL. I mean, thank you, but LOL. If only you saw us.
Careful.
In
comments
our day-to-day.
Like that go straight to our head. our next photo we post is like glamour shots.
Oh my gosh. We should literally just post a like a when we get ready versus when we wake up in our chill days.
Or pictures of us here. When we literally don't even brush our hair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And pictures of us here when we've come from a photo shoot. We have like red lips on and all the mascara. You know?
Yeah, yeah,
so funny.
Well, thank you.
But, yeah, thank you for that.
You know, we all have our moments.
Repe_ says, what's your Hogwarts house?
Ooh, mine's Gryffindor, obviously.
I'm Slytherin, obviously. Not so obviously. I feel like me being a Slytherin is a great example of you got to watch out for those quiet ones.
No, that's very true. I wouldn't guess you're Slytherin.
We went to the WB tour lot, yep. Which is actually my brother is visiting today. And he and my parents both, they all went today.
Yeah.
And did you see Harry Potter stuff? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they had a sorting hat there and we got so excited. So we both sat down and Taryn got Gryffindor and she was like, yeah, I knew it. And, you know, that's Gryffindor is what everybody wants. And I sit down and I'm like, okay, like my turn. And they said Slytherin and everyone was like, ooh.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, it makes sense to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So funny.
That is so funny. I would have freaked out. What was your biggest fear starting a podcast?
Ooh.
That it would suck.
that it wouldn't do well was definitely a big fear going into it. Another big fear was just having to do one more thing. I feel both of our lives are very crazy.
Yeah.
And having to fit this in, I was just like, this is something I've always wanted. I really want to make this happen. But then I was like, ugh. That's literally going to be a whole other day.
Yeah.
It's going to take a full day to like record, get the content for it, like plan out the episodes. Like that's a lot of work. And then like social media stuff on top of it and marketing, like that's unreal. So I was a little like exhausted even just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Ariel underscore Al 1 asks, are you single?
I mean, I wonder if you listen to this podcast. You should know this.
We're
the
very
single.
The answer
is a hard yes.
Tell all your single straight guy friends. They need to be at least 25 or older.
Yes.
But no older than.
Oh my God.
Kidding. I'm just kidding.
Ashley's like, let me give you all my preferences. So
shout me out to everyone. Yeah. Okay.
Stop Leon Grace. I don't know. Something like that. How tall are you both?
Oh, I'm 5'5", 5'6".
I think
I'm like right in between it.
5'4", 5'5", somewhere in there.
Yeah. It sucks being like an in-between. In-between. Because I'm really not 5'5", but I'm not 5'6".
Yeah.
And we're right in the middle. Edith Louis 1234 asked, does Alicia feel left out because you two are always together? And this makes me laugh because literally yesterday I came home and was like, hello. No one answered. And I was like, hello. And then I hear, yeah. And I go upstairs and I go in Taryn's room and Alicia's like in her bed watching TV with her. And they're like, they had dinner that night. They went to Target that night. Alicia definitely does not feel left out. Alicia is Taryn's friend as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's really cool how we both have relationships with Taryn. Like we both are friends.
Like we all have separate relationships. And then we have like,
You're a big sister to both of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have like a flow, like when we're all together. And then my relationship with just me and her is different than me and you.
Yeah. Yeah,
but
yeah,
it's like very like known that like I'm Ashley's best friend. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, I don't know. It's really cool.
Yeah.
It's like very healthy.
Yeah. I agree with that. We're healthy.
What were your high school selves like?
Poor high school self, Ashley.
I feel like I thrived in high school.
I could see you thriving. I was a mess. Luckily, I mean, I'm going to just paint a picture for you. Luckily, I got rid of the braces right before high school. So that was not a part of the picture. Acne everywhere.
Oh,
I couldn't really afford nice clothes. So I always wore this one. Remember like those belts, those like hip belts?
Oh, yes.
The stretchy hip belt. I had a silver one.
Oh, gosh.
That I wore, I think, every day.
Oh, no.
I think every single day. Because it was like in to have the Hollister or Abercrombie skinny or American Eagle. Those were the three brands you were allowed to buy clothes from. Like skinny jeans. And then the shirt went down below the hips.
And then the belt was on top of the shirt.
And then the belt went on top of the shirt.
Which is so
gross. On your hips. Which is just, why?
I don't know.
And everyone had the swoop bang, but my hair never swooped well. So it was always just like in the front.
Aw, honey.
So I was in drumline and I was a snare captain and I loved it. I was in choir and then I auditioned for honor choir. Got it.
Get it.
And that was Ashley in high school. School was rough. I didn't really know. I had a hard time with grades. So,
yeah.
We got by, though. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
C's get degrees.
I came into high school very, like, shy and quiet.
Uh-huh.
And then right around my junior year, I, like, broke out of my shell.
Love that.
But I was, like, super involved. I was, like, ASU president, choir, softball, on homecoming court, like stuff like that. But honestly, I think the only reason I did all that stuff was because I literally went into high school just like wanting to be friends with everyone. Like I was never like mean to people or like very exclusive. Like I tried to just be like nice to everyone. And I think that's the only reason. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Honestly,
like, I didn't consider myself a popular girl.
Yeah.
But when you talk, like people, I'll run into people I went to high school and they're like, oh yeah, you were like so popular. And I'm like, that's weird because I didn't see that, you know?
Yeah.
But anyways.
No, that's so smart. I had a conversation with someone and I was like, no, remember how kids wouldn't talk to unpopular kids? How the popular kids wouldn't talk to unpopular kids? I would love to know, just out of curiosity, within my grade, or like the 4 years of those people around you, how everyone's doing now.
Yeah.
Like,
oh my gosh.
The popular kids, are they, you know, did they marry their high school sweethearts? Do they have a bunch of kids? Like, are they doing their careers? But then I think about like the nerdy ones.
Yeah.
I'm like, they're probably CEOs now.
Oh, probably.
And you didn't talk to them.
That sucks. I've always been
never
very
burn your
sensitive.
Bridges.
No. Mm-mm. I've always been very sensitive to like when people are being mean to other people. Like same. I like it get like
it
my
hurts.
Whole entire heart just like freaks out. So I was just very like, I don't know, like it would bother me. So that was my best accomplishment though was when we won CIF for softball. That was my like biggest high school moment. You know, you gotta. You just got to.
Macy Chidster asks, what's the best date you've ever been on?
Ooh.
I have one.
Okay, yeah,
I'm ready.
I need to think.
This was a while ago, and he picked me up. Well, hold on. I should give a bit of a background. He texted me earlier that day and said, hey, be ready at this time. I'm going to pick you up.
Ooh.
And I said, what are we doing? And he was like, just be ready. Bring a jacket. And I was like, a jacket? Like, okay. I'm thinking like dinner.
Yeah.
Some kind of like fun dinner maybe. I get in the car and he's got like hiking shoes on and like very outdoorsy gear. And I'm like, what's going on? We drive all the way out. I'm from Riverside. We drive all the way out to Joshua Tree and have a picnic on the huge jumbo boulders during a meteor shower.
Oh my gosh, that's cool.
It was dope. It's one of, it is to this day like the best date I've ever been on.
Oh my gosh, that's great. Super epic.
Yeah. And then it was like one of those moments, the meteor, we saw a meteor, it was coming at us, like straight at us. It hit the atmosphere and then shot sideways.
Oh shoot.
And it had a green tail.
That's cool.
It was amazing. It was so much fun. Actually, oh, we should go do that.
I'm so down.
You just have to plan it right. You just got to keep track of when there's a shower.
I'm writing on my paper, meteor.
Meteor.
So we can look it up. Mine was probably, because like I've only dated one guy and we were together for like years. So like our like anniversaries got super elaborate like towards the end. Mm-hmm. But probably like my favorite was, we were supposed to go to dinner, so I showed up at his house. I feel like I've talked about this. I don't know. Anyways, I showed up at his house, and he opened the door and was like, oh, come in. And when I turned the corner, my little brother and one of our friends were all dressed in, like, white button-ups, black ties with, like, towels over their arms, uh-huh. like fancy waiters. And I was like, what's going on? And then he led me in the backyard, and there was like twinkle lights everywhere. And
I love twinkle
like,
lights.
I know, me too. And a cute table set up. And he had cooked this like elaborate meal of like my favorite food. And like my brother was like serving us. I know, it was so
was
cute.
Was it Brett or was it Ryan? Brett.
It was
Brett.
Oh,
cute.
And so like we had dinner and then we went over to the side and on his garage, he had got a projector and was playing like my favorite movie. But he had all these chairs set up with like blankets and like it was just like such a cute like thought
idea.
Out day.
Yeah. I love that.
Because I'm much more, like, I don't care about, like, fancy dinner. Like, you can literally take me to Del Taco, but if you've planned, like, a fun day, then,
fun
like, I don't
do it.
Need, yeah. Fancy stuff. So that was probably my favorite.
Yeah, love that.
That I can think of. Is it my turn?
Uh-huh.
Oh. How do you guys manage? Oh, this is from Bella Cinnabaldi. Mm-hmm. How do you guys manage anxiety?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I get anxious, of course, but I don't really, really struggle with anxiety. When I do start to feel anxious, I think I've talked about this before. Music is a really big like part of my life. So I love to like really like calm everything, especially if my environment is really busy and hectic while I'm feeling this way. I'll retreat to my bedroom usually or just get away from whatever's going on. And I'll listen to something calming. I love anything worship related. So Hillsong, they have an Unplugged album. That's my absolute favorite.
Ugh, love that album.
And I listen to it and it genuinely calms me down. And I listen to the same song.
Yeah.
There's like one specific song that I listen to. And it.
What song?
I can pull it up right now.
Mine is.
Say the Word.
Oh, that one's so good.
Yeah.
Mine is Trust by Hillsong Young and Free. That's like one I'll put on if I'm like freaking out. But I think. It depends. Like if I am able to retreat, like I definitely like in my room, usually I'll put like a lighthearted show on like Friends or something, have a candle lit, dim lights and just like take a moment to just like chill or listen to music. But when I've had anxiety like in public where it's like harder to control, a lot of times it's like breathing like that to me is like just small breaths and like just talking to myself and being like, you're going to be fine. Like you're going to be fine. Or if I need to just step along to the side and like do like a really quick like, you know, but I think it's finding those things that you can go to because in the moment, like you don't have time to like plan out like, what am I going to do? So it's like for me, like I know that song always calms me. So it's like instant put on my headphones, like put that song on. So it's just like finding those tools that work for you.
Yeah. And I think having something at the ready all the time, like listening to the same song or doing the exact same like 10 deep breaths or something like that. Once you start doing it, it kind of becomes a routine.
Yeah.
If you continue to do the same one. And I don't know about you guys, but it's the same as like having a study spot. When you get into that study spot, you mentally and physically start preparing to study.
Yeah.
If you do something repetitively enough, you'll start physically responding to it.
Yeah.
Once you go back to that, you know, same song. If you do the 10 breaths, if you say a mantra to yourself, whatever it is, once you get into that routine, it's, I think it's really cool how our bodies work, because it'll just like,
yeah,
take you right back there.
No,
you know?
It's so cool.
Amazing underscore Irma says, what is your number one piece of advice for life?
For life?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
I'm actually ready, but that's because I saw the question already.
Okay. Number one advice is to do everything out of love. So every act you do, be doing it with the idea of like loving others and thinking of the best in others. And yeah.
Yeah.
So it came to my head.
No, that's perfect. Mine would be not to hold on to anything too tightly. And yeah.
Cool.
That's my advice for that.
Boom. Shakalaka. Okay. Shakalaka. Emma Fernie said, who thought of the name? P.S. Love your podcast.
Wow. I have to remember. So we brainstormed names for a while. When I originally thought I was doing my own podcast, I was brainstorming names. And then when we were doing it together, some of those names like crossed over, but a lot of them didn't.
You know what's funny is I think I was the one who said unsolicited advice when we first brainstormed names.
Yeah.
And we were like, kind of like not about it. Mm-hmm. And then when we were finally like, shoot, we like need a name right now. We were like reading over the list. And I think like the second time we read over unsolicited advice, then we were both like, that's it. That's like, we love it.
Yeah. We went through a lot though.
Oh, we went through so many.
We had at least like 20 that we kept.
We spent like an hour trying to like think of, we had a huge list of stuff.
Yeah. The problem is there's a lot of podcasts out there.
A lot were taken.
It was like, well, this won't work. This won't work. This won't work.
Because some of the areas we were going into was like girl talk or like stuff like that. But then we were like, we don't want to be like,
we didn't want
held into that. Like, we want it to be something that like everyone can relate to. So
yeah,
this like fit right away.
Yeah.
Or the second time around, I guess.
Pineapple. Okay. Schwartz.me asks, pineapple on pizza or no? Absolutely.
Yes, but I usually only like it with like the Hawaiian pizza when it comes with, what is it? Canadian bacon?
Mm-hmm. It's ham.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
The end cool. Of my... So yes.
Yeah. But
yes,
I don't
yes.
like, I don't like what, like it on like every type of pizza. It's usually just with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Cool. All Things Beautiful 11 said, who does the podcast more, like posts and stuff like that? Or like if someone leads it more?
I feel like it's 50-50.
Yeah.
I feel like we're actually really good at making it 50-50.
Yeah.
There's days where I have more time and I'll do it for a full day. And then there's days where I'm busy and Taryn does it for a full day.
Yeah.
And then there's days we both literally both post and both post stories and we're both very involved. So
yeah, sometimes we're together. Those days are fun when I'll be like, okay, you post, like I'll work on stories and vice versa.
Yeah. Ellie Cookie 4 asks, what is the biggest lesson you have learned because of this podcast? I think I've learned, this is something I feel like I've known, but this is, I feel like this podcast really confirmed that literally everyone is going through something. Yep. Absolutely everyone. And it's not fair to assume anything or judge anyone on anything because you don't know what they're going through. And people put on a face and make everything look like it's okay. But a lot of times you're going through stuff.
Yeah.
And we just need to be kinder to people because... like, I don't, a lot of the stories we read, people are going through stuff and they haven't shared it with anyone else but us.
Yeah.
So that's,
I would say, yeah, totally similar. Is like, I guess, like, how powerful just someone talking about their own situation can be. Because a lot of stuff we get is like someone who listened to someone else's story and then is like, that made me brave enough to like confront someone in my own life or like to talk about something. So I guess like the power of just people and like honesty, I guess. Okay. Oh, blah, blah, blah. I just lost it. Grace Elizabeth M said, if you could grow any kind of pasta in place of your hair, where would it be?
Where would it be? Or what would it be?
If you had to replace an air pasta with hair on your body, where what would you replace?
Oh. I'm gonna go weird. Underarms.
Ew, that'd be so squishy.
I don't want to brush it on my hair, on my head. At least no one could see it there. I could just shave it.
I mean, I guess
noodles for eyebrows. The top of your head. Ew.
But they, because you could like
no,
it's just a small patch of hair, so you could easily just like remove it eyelashes? And draw on your own. That you would be like
be like eyes closed. Wah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn.
And Ashley.
From Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a one-week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com.
Kel Cassie 7 asks, what are some good movie/TV show recommendations? Girl, ew. I just started the morning show and it is so good.
You need to get on that.
It's fantastic. I'm only on episode 2, but I am hooked. It is so good.
Yeah. I feel like honestly, I mean, there's the classics like The Office, Friends, stuff like that. How I Met Your Mother, but I feel like Netflix has been like busting out like good, like Schitt's Creek.
Netflix is on fire. Right now.
What's that one? With the kid who's autistic and in high school.
Atypical.
Love that show.
Atypical is very underrated. It is fantastic.
Sons of Anarchy is one of my all time favorites. I can't think of any. Mm-hmm. My favorite movie is The Hot Chick. Very underrated movie. But also people only seem to think it's funny when they watch it with me, which makes me think it's just because I laugh so hard at it, but it's fine. It's a great movie. Nicolato said, have you two ever crushed on the same guy?
No, thank God.
No, we haven't. We do have very different types.
Yeah.
Like we'll be driving and she'll be like, ooh, that guy's cute. And I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. Do you think that about guys I say are cute?
Yeah, usually.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fine. It's
no,
good.
It's good. It's honestly, better. I think it's good. Yeah.
Jen Mel X asks, what did you guys study in college? What, AKA majors? I studied communications. The broadest major one could find.
Yeah.
Take that anywhere you want.
I went to like a billion colleges and ended up graduating from a small Bible school because my ex-boyfriend went there and they didn't offer any majors except biblical studies. They literally only had one major. So I'm a biblical studies major with a minor in counseling.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I knew you were
like at the end
major. I didn't know that you had no choice.
Yeah, I didn't have a choice. At the end, I mean, it's cool. I love the Bible, but like, I just didn't. Yeah. So lots of theology, lots of like studying that culture and blah, blah, blah. At the end, when we graduated, they passed around a paper to sign up to be a pastor. And I was literally the only person in the class. I was like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
And they were like, why? I was like, I don't.
That's not what I'm here for. Yeah. Everyone
else was. But I should have, because then I could like marry my friends and stuff.
That's not worth it. No, that's a lot of work.
I could just get like a certificate online. Uh-uh. Yeah. What Emmer Laughlin, I think, said, what's one country you would love to travel to in the world?
That's a great question. I would normally, my go-to is, I've never been to Australia and would love to go there, but I'm headed there soon.
Yeah, we are. So, mine's Germany.
Yeah, I guess I was going to say Ireland. I've never been there.
I would love to go to Ireland, yeah.
My family is Irish, so it would be cool to go. I've just heard it's beautiful green hills. Mm-hmm. So that would be great one day.
Yeah.
Germany, too. Me and some friends were talking about going for Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
Be sick.
I would love to go.
I just want a castle tour.
My grandma's from there. Like, we call her Oma. And just, like, growing up listening to her stories about, like, the Black Forest and, like, the castle she grew up next to. Like, I would love to go and, like, specifically just, like, see her area, you know?
DD_Fletch2 asks, how long have y'all been friends? Are we going on 6 years?
I feel like somewhere around there.
Something like 6 years.
Yeah. Mine is from Caitlin Williams. And she said, what is your biggest regret? So deep.
Oh, shoot.
I honestly don't know if I can pinpoint like my biggest regret, but I feel like all of the things, I try not to like regret things because I feel like, everything you do in life, even mistakes you make, all like leads you somewhere and you can make the most of it. But I think like everything in my life that I guess would come to mind when I think of like regret are all things where like I didn't fully give 100%.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I like went to school, but I didn't really like try that hard to like get good grades or like, you know, like I was a good dancer, but I didn't really like pursue anything or even like singing. Like I just like always kind of like I like can sing, but I never like pursued. So I think it's just like I didn't like really go for certain things that I feel like it could have been something that was different in life. But then at the same time, like I love where I'm at now. So I think it's just that like giving like 100% and like actually like struggling and working hard towards something instead of just being like, oh, well, okay, like I'm also good at this, so I'll just do this. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's that whole jack of all trades, master of none.
Right.
Thing.
Yeah, 100%. I feel like I've had a lot of like friends come and go in my life. And I wish I could have like really poured into them more like in the season that they were there.
Okay.
So I regret like not working harder towards some of them if I had to pick one.
Yeah you work hard with me.
Yeah, we're healthy now.
and I require a lot, so.
Emma_16travel asks, what's your worst and best habit?
Oh gosh.
Best habit that I actually started like fully started this year was because I was listening to a lot of like self-help, like successful podcasts and stuff like that, how to be successful, how to go into a work mentality. Everyone said, make your damn bed in the morning. So I said, okay. So
I
this
said,
entire
okay.
year, I finally, at the age of 29, started making my bed in the morning. And I'm not kidding you guys. I feel great after it. I feel so productive. I feel on top of it. I feel like I've got my life together. Even if it's not together, I feel like it is. It's the best habit I've ever started and one of the easiest ones to do and feel good after because of it.
You know, I will say, too, there's something about, like, when you walk up to your bed and it's just, like, disheveled and you're like, okay, like, I'll just lay here versus, like, it opening its arms to greet you, you know, especially as a single girl. You got to feel loved and embraced in whatever way you can.
It's one of those things. Everyone has a bed or a place that they call their like sleeping area bed. You know, like if you're on the couch, like that's your bed. So like everyone has one of those places. And I think we should all challenge each other to just at least do it for a week and see how good you feel after it. It's just it's crazy. Worst habit. Sometimes I continue to eat when I'm full.
Oh.
and I'll just scoot
in. Immediately pictured like us like eating and snacking, watching a movie, and then all of a sudden hearing something behind me and me turning to you being like mid pause, like with your hand in a bag of something.
Yeah, or just like loving my meal so much somewhere and being so full because it's like,
and then
freaking
you feel sick after
pasta, and then I'm just still going because it tastes so great. Oh, I need to stop.
Okay.
It's not good. Anyways, that's my best and worst. Taryn, your turn.
Honestly, I was so drawn into yours, I didn't even really think about mine. Okay. My best, what was it? Is it habit?
Best and worst habit.
Okay. My best habit is I've gotten really good at like finding like something positive or like joyful in any situation.
Absolutely, yes.
I feel like even when we're in like bad things, I'm like, it's cool. Now we get to like blah, blah, blah. And I think I don't know where that thinking got shifted, but that's something I put a lot of effort in and now it comes kind of natural. So I would say that's like my best habit. I think my worst habit is, I don't know. Probably like I'm really good at making things look on the outside like they're really good. Like I'm really good at cutting corners. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like if shortcuts. I know like, yeah, I can, I'm supposed to do something. And then the night before, like I do it, but I present it as if like I like worked so hard.
Yeah.
So I'm really good at like being a hot mess, but appearing to be not. So which isn't like the best thing. I mean, It gets me by, but like I don't like that. That's.
Well, it's rough for you.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
But it's weird because I guess it's like in He's Just Not That Into You, where he's like telling her, let me guess, you pay your phone bill late and you call and you get the satisfaction of the drama of like, oh, I was late, but I got it in anyways. Like sometimes I think it's like that. Like I'll be like,
interesting.
I'll get a ticket. And then like the last day, it's like I should have paid it by 8 o'clock, but I'm going to like rush over there and like sweet talk my way into like getting it in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like.
You love the drama.
Yeah, I guess.
Interesting.
So yeah, that's my like cutting corners.
See that.
Yeah.
Huh. Cool. Well.
Cool, guys.
That was our first ever Q&A.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for
listening. I'm surprised
listening.
Like they weren't that juicy. I was expecting
I thought they were
like,
going to be like, you know,
juicy
really
questions.
Digging. Yeah.
Next time.
I love this stuff. We say that. And then the next Q&A we do, they're going to be like, so.
Yeah.
Tell us
Oh
everything.
My gosh, guys. Yeah. We should do another one and it should be.
Yeah.
Awkward
it
questions.
Took us like 6 months to do it, so we can wait another six months.
We'll see. I do have a dad joke to end us.
Thank the Lord.
Why can't you hear a pterodactyl go to the bathroom?
You know it?
No.
Because
because the P is silent.
Get it?
Yes.
This you is know, great. It's yeah, right.
Spelled
how it's spelled, yeah.
You get it?
Yep, I get it. I get it. Thank you guys so much for listening. Good. Thank you for putting up with all of Taryn's dad jokes.
Nobody's putting up with it except you. They all enjoy it and appreciate it.
I'm glad. I'm so glad. Be sure to like, rate, review, subscribe, share to this. We have all the socials, Facebooks, Instagram, YouTube.
Yeah.
Follow us there, Twitter. And be sure to send in stories if you have some.
Yeah.
We
and
love stories.
Everybody have a freaking Happy New Year.
Yep. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
Bye.